Good morning. We're almost there. Week 29 of week 30 in the Believe series. It's hard to believe. And you know, as I thought back to the very beginning, can anyone tell me what the first lesson was about? And I know my wife finds this hard to believe that I can remember back that far. But does anybody remember? God. You got it right. And what we talked about is the first 10 weeks had to do with some core Christian beliefs. And what I was going to say is I remember saying this, and that's probably what people would find hard that I would remember saying this, is I said at that point when we looked at God that it was a very difficult concept to grasp. And I said, if we start out with something as hard as God, where is it going to get to eventually? And I think that it's probably even gotten harder. Because if we think about the core Christian beliefs, we have the Bible that teaches these. We've been taught these Christian beliefs. And a lot of that we just believe by faith. But when we get to the practices, and when we're getting to these virtues that are part of who we are becoming as Christians, it's hard to live up to those. And especially today with gentleness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that we can be here in your house and worship you and be here with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to encourage each other as we live in this world, and hopefully that we can display some of these qualities and these virtues that are becoming a part of who we are as your people. But Lord, we also know that we fail, and we thank you for the forgiveness we have in your Son. We ask that you would block out maybe just a few of the distractions that might be going on in our minds here this morning so that we can fully focus on your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There was a gentleman who was on his way home from the Department of Public Safety. He had gone to renew his driver's license, and he had stood in line for over 2.5 hours. There were computer glitches and people in there, and he had to stop to pick up a birthday present for his son. So he stopped at a sporting goods place, and he's looking over things, and he decides that a baseball bat is the gift to get. So he takes the baseball bat up to the counter, lays it up there, and the clerk begins to check him out. And after she gets the total, she says, "Will that be cash or charge?" And he said, "Cash." And then he realized that his response was pretty harsh. And he began to explain and began to apologize to the clerk, saying, "Man, I just stood in a 2.5 hour line at the Department of Public Safety, and I had to get my son a birthday gift." And then the clerk said, "Well, do you want that gift wrapped, or are you headed back down to the Department of Public Safety?" You know, I think we talked about it in Bible class, we've all been there. We've been caught up in the heat of a moment and say things we shouldn't say, or even like the gentleman, you know, bark out something that was directed at someone that didn't even have anything to do with what was going on initially. I know that on our National Youth Gathering trip, most of you know by now, I think, that our flight was initially delayed for an hour on the way back, and then got completely canceled, and we had to drive back. But I think it was Sabrina that went up to the lady and finally got the word that, yeah, your flight is canceled. But she said there was a lady up there letting one of the workers behind the counter, I mean, she was letting them have it. And Sabrina came back and said, "Man, I hope we never look like that." Now, I know it can be frustrating. Your plans change, your flight's canceled, and you're trying to figure out how we're going to get 8 kids back to Hamilton, Texas. But yet at the same time, I think we may have learned a lesson there that we don't want to look like that person. The reflection that that gives, especially if you're wearing a church shirt that says Hamilton, Texas on the back, right? Yeah, it kind of marks you who you are and where you're from. And so people begin to see that. People begin to notice that. We've all had those instances, I know, whether it's in a checkout line, and I said in Bible class this morning, you know, the person pulls out in front of you, and probably the most gentle thing to do is not to ride their bumper for three blocks, right? And your wife telling you the whole time, hey, what if that's a church member? Or what if that's your mom? Well, my response is they shouldn't have pulled out in front of me. But that, see, that's not the gentle response, is it? You say, oh, they must not have seen me, is the whole reason they did that. But see, that's not our automatic reaction. And I think when we get caught up in those situations, we respond, we react. And before we know it, we've said something, we've done something that we know immediately we shouldn't have done. We have a perfect example in the Old Testament. It was the Old Testament reading for this morning. King David, now he didn't always react with gentle words, with gentle actions. But yet, in this Old Testament reading, we have people that are once again armies that are pursuing David. And it says they're cursing him. They're actually throwing stones at him. And what is his response? It was really fascinating to me. He says, let them alone. Just let them go on ahead and curse. Let them go on ahead and throw stones. And his response to that was, because the Lord is working in this. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're having trouble at the checkout line, or if you're standing 2 hours waiting for a meal or something like that, which I heard some of y'all did nearly this past weekend, it's sometimes hard to step back when you're going through one of those circumstances and say, oh yeah, you know, there's got to be a reason that God is doing this. I mean, that's not our automatic instinct, I don't think, to automatically wonder or think that God is working through this. Although later on, if we've been through enough, we'll begin to see that. But that's what David did. He said, just let him curse, let him throw stones at me, because he's probably working something through this. That was a great example of gentleness. I mean, not reacting harshly, not impulse reaction to taking his army and destroying them. In our second reading for today, the epistle reading in Philippians chapter 2, we get to our key verse for today. If we could put that on the screen, it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. If you would read that with me, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. 4:5. Forgot that again. And go ahead and put up the point for gentleness and say this with me. I am thoughtful, considerate, and calm in my dealings with others. You just said it, are you? Yeah. You know, it is hard to be thoughtful, considerate, and calm with our dealings with others. And actually where this passage comes from, Philippians 4, verse 5, it's embedded in the middle of a dilemma, actually, that two women in the church were having. We're not for sure exactly what the struggle was or what spurred this on, but in Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Like I said, we're not really given much detail here, but the encouragement is for them to come together and resolve whatever it is that they have between themselves. And you know what's a little bit, I guess in a sense, ironic about this, These are two women that are working for the same purpose, the same common goal of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. And so a lot of times I think we think about, you know, people who we might not have a gentle response to. A lot of times we think, well, that's just the checker at the store. It's just the person that pulled out in front of me on the street. But it's actually, sometimes it trickles over into the church, and you have that going on right in the middle of the church with two people that are working side by side for a common good. He goes on, Paul, and says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand." Now, the ESV here uses reasonableness instead of gentleness. But reasonableness, the Greek word that's used here, it's used in the sense of being considerate, being patient, being thoughtful. And so reasonableness, gentle, all of that comes into play as he's trying to encourage them to be gentle, to be reasonable about what you're doing. And so the issue boils down to, a lot of times I think, as we talked in Bible class, our emotions, our feelings, we get so wrapped up into them that before we know it, we've spoken or we've done something that we really didn't intentionally to maybe come out the way it did or possibly cause the harm that it did. But it just happens. Thank God we have a God who loves us, right? And forgives us and brings us forgiveness in those times. But certainly God calls us to have a gentle spirit, to be calm. We talked a little bit about that in Bible class, how a lot of times married couples have one calm one and one little bit more eager to pounce, right? Is that a good word or not? Okay. She said, I was always frustrated her when we first got married, because she would, you know, get a little upset about something, and I would just sit there and not say anything, but I was trying to come up with what I was going to say, and it would irritate her. Now she said she wished I'd wait a little bit longer to respond. But it is a challenge in the world, and we talked about that today. The world is almost, it's so self-seeking. Everything is about me, that this whole idea of gentleness, kindness that we talked about a few weeks ago, all of that is just not even a part of what society expects anymore. But God calls us to be gentle with each other. And as I mentioned with the children this morning, for me, it really works two ways. In our individual lives as Christians, people watch what we do. They listen to what we say. They see how we react to circumstances. And when they see us react in a negative way, when they see us bark out at something and we're not real gentle with it, I've heard it said before, I don't need church because you're a Christian and I'm just as good as you are. Right? Have you heard that before? I mean, I've heard that. People say that. I'm just as good as you are. And really, in a sense, they're right. They're not as well off as I am because I have Jesus to back me up. But yet, they do watch how we conduct ourselves. And then also, just from the standpoint of Euodia and Syntyche here in this Philippians, when there's a rift or a division within a church, what does the world see? I think the world would say, and people out in the community would say, well, I certainly don't want to be a part of that, right? And so the way we conduct ourselves, the way, if it's harsh or if it's gentle, regardless of which way we react, it is certainly a reflection on who Jesus is in our lives, and it can be a positive or a negative witness to who He is. I've said with all of these virtues, and that's what's been a little bit challenging for me with this series, because we never want these virtues to come off like today. If you go out and you are not the most gentle with somebody, that doesn't mean you're going to hell. You can't earn your way to heaven. Just because you're gentle with people doesn't mean you're earning a better seat in heaven. With all of these virtues, it's not our conduct that gets us to heaven. It's Jesus' conduct and what He's done for us. But these virtues, this gentleness, it's a response to what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus. And that's the reason that we want to live out these virtues. That's the reason we want to be gentle. That's the reason we want to be kind. We want to have a compassionate heart for people so that more people will come to know who He is. Let's say the key virtue, the point here one more time together. I am thoughtful, considerate, and calm in my dealings with others. I pray that God certainly works that in our lives, that we can be more thoughtful before we speak, be calm in situations where we can be gentle, and that God leads us to show people who He is. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.